nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Herbert Hoover said, "Wisdom oftentimes consists of knowing what to do next." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who know what to do next. Our first playmaker is a former Marine, while our second playmaker produced a music album in college. With us today is the president of the fastest-growing plumbing franchise, while our next playmaker is the CEO of a 65-year-old lock and safe company. His great playmakers are Mary Kennedy Thompson. Mary is president of Mr. Rooter Corporation. And Michael Schneider. Michael is CEO of A1 Locksmith and Safe. And we're going to begin today's show with Michael. Michael Schneider took on the role of chief executive officer of Joe East Enterprises in early 2012. Joe East Sr. established A1 Locksmith in 1949. And now Joe East Enterprises holds A1 Locksmith, Safe, and Security Group. Michael started in an entrepreneurial school of hard knocks with Joe East, where he sold real estate, partnered in an event sound and lighting company, and created the electronic security division called the A1 Security Group. Today, A1 Locksmith and Safe has 40 mobile service technicians and 10 walk-in retail locations providing sales and service in lock and key products, car remotes and laser chip keys, safe sales, delivery and service, security camera, alarm, installation, and monitoring. Well, that's a lot. Michael, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, I didn't know much about your company until you sent all the information, and it's amazing that the company's been around since 1949. How did Joe East Sr. get into the lock business?
Well, you know, it's funny, and very much in the locksmith business around the country, it's very multi-generational. And Joe East Sr., in the year 1949, had his first son, Joe East Jr., and he was very much an entrepreneur like his son. And he found at the time he owned a bar, he ran a few small businesses and realized there was a real need here in DFW for a good quality locksmith. So he picked up the trade, learned the trade, and started his first business in 1949. It was then called Joe East Lock and Key.
Was there anything that caused him to think about wanting to be in the lock business, or was it something he had thought about for a while?
You know, from the history that I understand, there wasn't anything specific other than the fact that there was a need, there was a gap in the market here in DFW at the time. And so he saw that gap and decided to fill that void.
What part of town was the first
It's actually, we still have that location today. It's over in Pleasant Grove, over off Buckner. It's a little kiosk. It's about the size of a little, what we consider a little hot dog stand, if you will. There's not a whole lot of room, but we've been there for so long. So many people in the neighborhood know us, and we're still there today.
Well, that couldn't have been very well popular. That had been the outskirts of Dallas at that bad
time. It really was. It was a part of town that was growing. East Dallas, of course, at the time was growing and expanding. And so I believe the real estate at the time was probably rather cheap. And so he got in, got his foot in the door, and it's just been one of those locations that still today, here we are.
Well, your business is interesting. We were talking before the show started about how many cars you have to get keys out of on a daily basis for a lot of clients. But in many ways, lock and safe business is the same as it was in 1949, but in many ways, it's totally different with digital locks. Talk a little bit about how that business has changed.
That's exactly right. Still today, we still cut keys like they did back in 1949. We still unlock cars. But really where technicians originally were part of the fabric of what the company was and still is today, it's really started to grow and advance to where our technicians are more like engineers. With the way cars are developed now with laser chip keys like we were talking about earlier, with having to go online and actually program a remote or a fob to a vehicle, or even home locks now are managed by your smartphone. The technology has changed to where the individuals that now come on as what we consider technicians with our company, I consider them more like engineers because it really goes into software, goes into having to really understand how to program and laser cut something because, you know, the technology's gotten better to make your car more secure. to where somebody can't come and just produce a generic key to your vehicle. So it's really changed a lot, and really with smart homes now, it's pretty unbelievable what we can do remotely. So the whole goal was I need to be able to manage my home or my business from anywhere in the world from this lovely little thing we have, a smartphone and a tablet. And so with the advances of the industry, we've really had to stay in front of those, and it's a big part of our business now. It's not just the security, but it's the management of our assets.
Well, I'm holding up my my car key right now, which is for a push-button system, and it's not in theory a key. You don't stick it into something, though I guess a piece of it could be. But if I recall on your website, which is a-1, locksmith.smiths.com, you can undercut the manufacturer dealerships in a lot of times with that price of that key. Is that correct? Because these are not expensive.
That's absolutely right. Just like we've all learned with dealerships, when it comes to going to the dealership, we want to make sure that the consumer has the best option out there, value and price. Fortunately, in our industry, we've been able to analyze and learn the different manufacturers' ways of creating keys and security for their vehicles. And we've been able to undercut a lot of the dealerships because we're able to find the value in the product and in actually the training. Our folks are trained, and it's something we do on a regular basis. So unlike a lot of car dealerships where you have a lot of turnover, and there comes with extensive training and machinery to be able to laser cut and program these keys and fobs, it's something that we do 7 days a week.
You are the expert. This is something you know you do it on a daily basis.
That's,
once in a
that's
while.
Absolutely right, Steve. Thanks.
Let me go back to your background. We'll get back to A1 Locksmith Company in a moment. You graduated from Texas Tech. You sang in a band. You produced an album. So apparently your life was going a little different direction at one time.
It sure was. Music still today is my passion. I love music. It's what drives me in the morning on the way to work. It's what I listen to when I'm trying to put something for work together. It's something we do to get motivated at the office. I think a lot of folks are motivated by music, and it's just been a passion of mine. So while I was in school getting my degree, it was important for me to stay busy. I played sports in high school. I always remained active, and I just followed my passion and met some friends at school, and one thing turned to another. Next thing you know, you're in a van traveling around Texas, and you're in a recording studio making an album. Of course, as my dad would say, don't quit your day job. We were a college band. We had a great time. It was fun for the time, but after we got out of school, it was time to get to work.
At least you had that experience. Well, you became CEO, as I mentioned, early 2012. How long have you been with A1 Locksmith?
This will be my 10th year.
How did you end up getting into the lock and safe business?
That's a great question. So I actually I met my wife at the age of 13. And so I met my father-in-law, who is Joe East, at the age of 13. And when I got out of college, I was looking for work and told him that I wanted to marry his daughter. And he said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to do something." He said, "Well, what are you going to do right now?" So we got together, and at the time, he had an auction license, and we were buying service vehicles for our company. So one thing led to another. I was learning how to be an entrepreneur. I loved being busy. And so he and I started that business together while I was then starting a sound and lighting company also with another musician friend of mine, trying to find the means and ways to get married and start a family. One thing led to another. I was spending a lot of time over at their offices, and folks would come into the store and say, "Hey, I'm thinking about getting an alarm or security cameras for my business." And it's not something we specialized in, and we really turned some folks away. And we finally said to each other, "How many times do you have to hear, you know, our folks say no before we just say yes?" And it's really part of, the category in our industry. So just spent some time one summer really learning about the industry and submersing myself in the digital part of security. And there birthed the A1 Security Group, and the rest is history from there.
So Joe East Enterprises really is a number of companies, a number of divisions within the company.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, a couple of things that you had brought up to me is the unlicensed locksmith and scammer situation in DFW. Is it really prevalent?
100%, and getting worse by the day. And I'm sure it's something that we all see as service company owners. Everything changed when the Yellow Pages became virtually, I'm not going to say irrelevant, but as the internet came on and mobile phones and Google became the big player in the market for acquisition and finding a service rep, there's folks out there that started what are considered lead aggregation. So just like many companies, they're aggregating leads to generate opportunities for service companies because it's the quickest and easiest way to find somebody. Well, unfortunately, like in any industry, you're going to find folks that generate leads and sell those leads to individuals for profit. Well, in our industry, and I'm sure you've seen this in plumbing and other service-related industries, about 95% of those folks that you're going to find online on Google are going to be lead aggregators that are sending that business to an unlicensed, sometimes undocumented service technician.
So anybody can go into the safe and lock business?
Legally in Texas, no. But
without anybody knowing, they don't have.
Without anybody knowing, and without having the proper policing for it, because let's face it, you know, law enforcement has their hands full with a lot of things, and so hopefully the consumer can get educated on what's happening out there. And really, there's the most important thing is if you just want to learn, you can go online and look locksmith scams in Google, or you can search plumbing scams on Google. But what you'll find is you're getting individuals that not only represent themselves as our company, but they show up. They do not have licenses. They do not have training. And really, it's a scary thing because if you think about, you know, wife, kids, or your business, you're granting somebody access in our industry to the security of your home. And what unfortunately happens is it's a bait and switch. They put a small amount out there. They arrive, and next thing you know, you've got $300, $400, $500 bill. But not only that, they know your schedule. They know what time you're coming home. They know where you live. So really, there's ways that we're just hoping the public can educate themselves real quickly on Google. Just do some research on tips and ways to make sure that you're using a legitimate licensed company. And really, anytime you have a service technician in Texas in front of you, he should have his license on the person. His truck should have his Texas state license number on it. He should be in uniform, and his truck should be lettered as the company that was called out. Those are some of the most important tips that I can recommend to folks. And if that person, if you call somebody and you think you're calling, for example, A1 Locksmiths, and someone shows up and it doesn't have a uniform or doesn't have a van that has the logo on it, simply ask that question. And if they can't provide those things for you, send them on their way and give us a call back.
Well, A1 Locksmith and Save can do that. So, Michael, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and your company.
Well, the best thing to do is just go onto our website, a-1locksmith.com. That's the easiest and simplest way, or you can just call us. Our numbers are located all over online and on Google Locals. That's another thing that's very important also as far as the locals. When you think that there's a locksmith around your corner, Google's doing the best to clean up what we consider spam on Google Locals, but you should be able to identify that location, pull up a street view and see that location, call that location, walk into that location, and if for some reason that location's not there or you can't see them online, my recommendation would be not to use them.
Michael Schneider, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Michael is CEO of Joe East Enterprises, which includes A1 Locksmith. Again, that's a-1locksmith.com. Don't go away. I'm sure you've heard of Mr. Reuter. We have Mrs. Reuter here. We have Mary Kennedy Thompson, who is the president of Mr. Reuter Corporation, and we'll be with her right after this.
Join the fight against childhood cancer by joining the 29th annual Oktoberfest Run for Children on Saturday, September 20th. This family-friendly event is part of Addison's annual Oktoberfest celebration, with all proceeds benefiting Wipeout Kids Cancer, a Dallas-based nonprofit dedicated to raising awareness and funding for childhood cancer research and to providing hope and support to children with cancer. There's a one-mile fun run and a 5K course, cash prizes, free food, German beer, awards, and entertainment. Also, receive one free admission to Oktoberfest on race day. Register at Oktoberfest5k.com.
Are you a veteran? Do you need a job? The America's Future Series in association with Dallas Baptist University is having a free veteran hiring fair on Tuesday, August 12th at the Dallas campus of DBU. More than 50 Dallas area employers will be there in order to fill open positions with qualified veterans like you. You must register to attend, so go to americasfs.org and register today. That's americasfs.org. See you there.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. As I mentioned before, we're going to speak with a woman that blogs as Mrs. Reuter. Her name is Mary Kennedy Thompson. She's been president of Mr. Reuter Corporation since 2006. She came to Mr. Reuter from national franchisor Cookies by Design, where she was president of the corporation. She came into the franchising industry in 1994 as a franchisee when she opened a Cookies by Design franchise in Austin. In 2000, after selling her businesses, she was recruited to the home office to build the first field program for site visits and training. And she also created and taught the first marketing training programs for franchisees. But at the end of her first year as president of Mr. Reuter Corporation, U.S. Business Review selected Mary as one of its 2007 Editor's Choice Executives of the Year. Today, Mr. Reuter is the fastest-growing plumbing franchise with more than 336 locations worldwide. Mary, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve, for inviting me to join you today.
It's a pleasure having you here. In addition to being president this year, you were also promoted to EVP, Executive Vice President of the Dwyer Group. You are also, I guess you used to say former Marine, but I just say you're Marine. How did the Marine Corps train you to run a franchisee organization?
Well, Steve, they say in the Marine Corps, once a Marine, always Marine. You can take the girl out of the Marine Corps, but you can't take the Marine Corps out of the girl.
That's right. That's right.
I have truly believed that the Marine Corps is an incubator for leadership. And they have grown up leaders that have gone on to be in places all over the world. And what I learned through the Marine Corps in leadership, in processes and systems, and in really understanding how to take care of the mission while taking care of your people has helped me in every part of franchising that I've done.
Well, businesses need to run that way, obviously. One of the big parts of that, that's in between the in the show a few moments ago, some of you may have heard the Dallas Baptist University hiring fair for veterans, which is real big. And I'm not a veteran, but veterans are taught, and especially Marines and the other branches too, they're taught how to learn. They're taught how to obey orders. They're taught how to understand systems. And as far as I'm concerned, these have to be some of the best potential employees out there. And you found that, if nothing else, with, I want you to talk about VetFran also.
Absolutely. A good friend of mine said once that if you want to see true commitment, you hire a veteran because they're the only one who can put on their resume that they're willing to take a bullet for their previous employer. And you can have sergeants and corporals and lieutenants that come out that were in charge of multi-million dollar pieces of equipment, teams, and mission critical opportunities where they were under extreme stress and they performed. And I'll take that kind of person as an employee all day long, any day. VetFran is a wonderful program. It was created by Don Dwyer Sr., who's the founder of the Dwyer Group, my parent company. And he was an Air Force veteran. And right after the Gulf War, I remember flying back through LAX. I was still a Marine.
It was early 90s.
It was early 90s. I couldn't believe the response from everybody because I had changed so much from when I had left to go overseas. But he created VetFran as a way to say thank you to our veterans. And what he did was he created this program where veterans got together and they promised that they would offer the best discount possible to veterans for coming into franchising because we want to give our veterans the power to prosper. They have given to our country and served and sacrificed, and we want to give them that opportunity back. And then in 1991, Dina Dwyer Owens, who is the CEO or executive chairwoman of the Dwyer Group, after 9/11, she said, you know, we need to pick this program back up again. And she brought it into the International Franchise Association, and she really grew the numbers to where we had hundreds and hundreds of franchisors that were offering these discounts. What got exciting was in 2011, I had the wonderful opportunity of being able to step in as the chairwoman of the VetFran Committee. And we made a nice connection with Michelle Obama's, the First Lady's chief of staff. And they were looking for how could they help hire more veterans. She has a great program, Hiring Our Heroes. And she was looking to the business community for how she could hire. And she said, we want to see if we can commit by the end of 2014 that we hire 100,000 veterans. And so at the franchising community, we all gathered, we talked, we ran numbers. We're business people. We know numbers. We ran numbers and we said, we think we can provide 75,000 of those jobs. And everyone challenged us and said, that's a lot. We were hoping you'd say you could do 10,000. We said, we think we can do 75,000. By the end of last year, our franchising community had hired over 151,000 veterans into businesses across the United States.
Amazing what happens. You set a goal and you put a plan behind that to make it happen. Congratulations.
We're proud of it.
Well, Mr. Reuter is part of, as you said, the Dwyer Group. And correct me if I'm wrong, you have seven organizations, franchise organizations, under the umbrella of the Dwyer Group.
We sure do.
And Mr. Reuter is one of them.
We do. Mr. Reuter is the largest. If you think of the Dwyer Group, we are a company that's led by values. We call it Live Rich for respect,
and that's where integrity. I want to go now. Talk about those code of values. That's a real interesting story.
Respect, integrity, customer focus, and my personal favorite one, having fun in the process. I really believe that one of the things that's missing in business are the values and understanding that you need to have some fun because you're doing it every day. And if you're having fun, your team's having fun, and they're bringing it out to your customers and your clients. But in the Dwyer Group, we have seven brands, Mr. Reuter being the largest. If you think of anything that you would need done at your home, a service, we probably do it. We have AirServe, which does heating and air conditioning. We have Glass Doctor, which does your auto repair glass, also your flat glass like a shower door. We have Mr. Appliance that does appliance repair. You're probably seeing a pattern here. We have Mr. Electric, which does electrical repair. We have Rainbow, which is a restoration and carpet cleaning company. And then we have our newest company, which is Grounds Guys, and they do grounds maintenance at commercial properties and large estates. And we love it because we feel that we are built to serve others. And what I love about our values is decisions become easy when there's a set of values to guide us. And so with us, decisions become easy. One of my personal favorite value is we live our code of values by operating in a responsible manner above the line. And it's not just legally what we're supposed to do, but it's the spirit and intent of doing the right thing. And it was the first organization I had seen since I left the Marine Corps that a group of people following a similar set of values that were so passionate about it, I got to belong to something like that.
Well, it's interesting because I was, as we were talking earlier, I was never a Marine. My father was, so I got it by osmosis. But the Marines have an attitude. And
yes,
I say
they
that
do.
In a very positive way. It's not a negative thing. It's a very positive thing. They don't have to say it. It just exudes from them. And that's a whole culture. And what Don Dwyer and Dina has done is developed an entire culture within the Dwyer Group. And that's all a part of that. The way people think, and what I say to people is, if you're not having fun with what you're doing, quit. Go find something till you're having fun. One of the books that Dina wrote was called Live Rich, and the R-I-C-H is a code of values. On chapter 10, under attitude, there's a comment in there about a fellow that was Mr. Reuter, Mr. Reuter franchise, and he talked about hiring plumbers. And he used to hire for skill. Now he hires for attitude. And attitude, which is everything, that's what Chapter 10 is all about, is really a big piece of what the Dwyer Group's all about, and Mr. Reuter. It's all about attitude. Attitudes are habits of thought. You can learn skills, but it's that attitude that's so important. So talk a little bit about that and your franchisees.
Absolutely. Attitude is one of the only things in your life you can completely control. And we believe that if you focus on the things you can control, and you start by looking at yourself first, you can pretty much change the world starting with yourself first. And we teach that. And we go out. I really believe one of the reasons Mr. Reuter is one of the fastest growing plumbing companies out there, period, is because we have focused on the individual. And we look at, as we grow our business, one customer experience at a time by controlling all aspects of that customer experience. And it starts with that attitude of an attitude of service. We have a servant's heart. We focus on having some fun. Like you said, if you're not having fun doing it, why are you doing it? And we would rather find somebody that maybe didn't have the skills to start with, and we teach them from scratch, because it's about the entire customer experience. When in plumbing, when you don't wake up in the morning saying, I am so looking forward to having this plumbing problem, having my sink back up today, and you don't expect it. You don't know that for 4 years roots have been growing in your line. And so when you call a plumbing company because you're having a plumbing problem, you're having a bad day.
You're starting with a customer with a negative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we have to go in and be the white knights. We have to turn that day around. And it's usually not the plumbing that fixes it. It's how we serve that person.
One of the things I tell my clients when I'm working with them, and I don't work specifically just – I work with all service organizations, really every organization, services organization. But I tell them you need to own your customer's problem. Take that problem away from them, and that's exactly what you're doing at Mr. Reuter.
Absolutely. We really believe that our job is to turn their day around, to be upfront, to be transparent, to educate them on what's happening in their home. And we believe that in all our brands, and show them so that they can make an educated decision and an informed decision and do what's best for their home.
Coming back to your code of values, one of the things it says on your website, which is MrRooter.com, we'd like to start each job on the right foot, more specifically on the right covered foot. And that's a culture piece of the Dwyer Group. When your franchisees come to home, what do they do before they walk in?
Well, we call that our frontline service, and it really is what is the language that we speak to our customers in. And in Mr. Rooter, we have 14 specific steps that we follow when we go into a home. And one of them is we put the shoe covers on. And we do that because we've studied. We don't think this. We know this. We've studied our customers. Our customers tell us exactly how we should run our business. And we've studied them, and they've told us, my home is so important to me. And protecting that home and taking care of that home and respecting that home means a lot to me. And something as simple as putting a set of shoe covers on sets the tone for that. Oftentimes, the homeowner will say, oh, you don't need to do that. And we say, it's our pleasure to. We want to make sure we do the absolute best to take care of your home.
Well, I wasn't in Boy Scouts, but I was a den mother for a while, and I was in Scouts with my son. And one of the things the Scout says is to leave someplace cleaner than it was when you got there.
That's part of what we do. One of our steps is actually cleaning up afterwards. We carry our own special cleaner, and we lay our tools out on a mat. And we want to leave the place better than where we found it, because we know that person's not having a good day to start with. And it's our job, and it's our pleasure and honor to turn that day around for them.
You want to definitely check the Dwyer Group out if you need any service organization, and specifically Mr. Rooter for any kind of plumbing. Again, you can go to MrRooter.com. Mary, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Mary Kennedy Thompson is the president of Mr. Rooter Corporation. She's also executive vice president of the Dwyer Group, so she's involved with all seven of the brands that the Dwyer Group has. This has been a terrific show. Thank you very much for joining us. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. We're going to have more guests next week, Friday at 3 o'clock. We will have it on PlaymakersTalkShow.com. You can check any of the episodes out at PlaymakersTalkShow.com. You can also get more information about Mary Kennedy Thompson, president of Mr. Rooter Corporation, and Michael Schneider, our first guest, and he's the CEO of A1 Locksmith and Safe. Again, I'm Steve Klein. Thank you for joining us on Playmakers Talk Show. We'll see you again next week.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.